Betsy Ann Thomas here. We are the Voices of America. Welcome. We've got another great show for you today because there's just so much going on. We don't have time to write it. I hope everybody's keeping up with the new CAT report. We've graduated a class of students. If you were with us from, you know, the beginning or a few years and you've worked your way up to the first version of the CAT report, you are now graduated. You're a member of the first class of the AIM School of Truth. And now we're going to begin the second class, which is going to be a more advanced form of discovering the geopolitical truths that have been hidden from us for decades, centuries, from this group called the Pilgrim Society.
That's for sure. And Michael McKibben's going to be coming on again, telling us about some pilgrims soon. And he's going to be working on Henry Kissinger today. We're going to work on some people who are certainly members of the Council on Foreign Relations. If we talk about Stephen Schrage, you know, the big release, or if we talk about the person I was talking about who should have been the big release, who is, I called him Werner yesterday. His name is Kerner, K-E-R-N-E-R. Henry Kerner. We're going to talk about him today. And we're going to talk about good old Bannon, Steve Bannon, and a few other things. So I'm geared up and ready to go.
I think that the best part of our discussion is at the end, because we're going to out some of these LARPers. We are sick and tired of them, and we're just going to call them out as such. So, but let's get started on Henry Kerner. Why doesn't Mark Bradman, also known as Sundance at the Conservative Treehouse, zoom in, focus in on, and disclose Henry Kerner? I think he did one article, but you're going to say more about that.
Well, he did an article after we had pounded on Henry Kerner and wrote all about him and the way that he is McCain's right hand. So I'm going to give a little history of Henry Kerner, because as I said yesterday, if Sundance would have simply focused on Henry, then you would have seen how the report from the Senate Intelligence Committee would have just fallen into pieces. And then if Sundance could have focused on Daniel Jones, who was an assistant to James Wolfe, instead of focusing on releasing the name of the lawyer who went after James Wolfe, Brian Dugan. Who cares? We all knew that. It was in the newspaper, you know? Newspaper. Sorry, I date myself here. But the point is, Henry Kerner, let's just talk about his corruption. He's a crooked lawyer who's supposedly an investigator who comes in and worked with Senator Issa, then Senator Chavez, and then he became John McCain's right-hand man. He became his chief advisor for everything McCain was doing. And at that point, McCain was in charge. He was the chairman of a subcommittee of Homeland Security for investigations. So essentially, every single investigation anywhere to do with any American, John McCain thought it was his business and took it to his committee and manipulated. Now, let's go back. We have bashed John McCain pretty well. So if you don't know that John McCain is a traitor and that his whole story of the Saigon Hilton, it's a lie. And the people who were there with him have come forward to state so. So we don't really need to bash that too much. But let's bash the McCain Institute. The McCain Institute is, according to McCain, every time he's asked about it, he'd get angry and yell at the person asking him questions, or then just basically get aggressive and move towards them and say, I'm not going to answer any questions about that. So when McCain's Institute was given $1 million, twice from the Russians for his, because he demanded it. He demanded it of the Russian ambassador to DC during his election, his run for presidency, which he, of course, failed. He demanded money from the Russians. And that was before we were, you know, super friendly with them, where Hillary was in bed with President Xi. So the McCain Institute has received money from every one of our enemies. And that's the reason McCain goes and was always the person, the war hawk, who is the first to go into any war zone to make sure the war keeps going. He was there at the Orange Revolution in Ukraine. He basically helped construct the overthrow, two military coups to overthrow the president of Ukraine, you know, twice. He was there, and so was Lindsey Graham standing right next to him. He was there in the plaza for the Maidan Revolution But he left before the guns started shooting people down, 100 people or more, and to overthrow somebody because why? Because John McCain was leading the charge to make Ukraine become the new place that Democrats could become oligarchs by getting their children and themselves, against the law, of course, into contractual agreements that guaranteed government support. Now, we see that with the Bidens, Hunter Biden, Burisma, the whole thing. But we've gone into that so much, it's ridiculous. But this is the kind of corruption that Henry Koehner was arranging. If there was any dirty deed to be done, Henry Koehner was there. As a matter of fact, Henry Koehner went before. John McCain was supposed to meet with the IRS. He sent Henry Koehner. So Henry Koehner went in, and they have literally records, multiple records of him saying to Lois Lerner, you need to go after those conservative Tea Party people and harass them until they basically drop out, until they know that, you know, we have their number. And so he recommended illegal activities all the time. He was there for the Benghazi cover-up. Now, he was there for anything with the whole dossier, the Steele dossier, and the coup against Trump. Henry Koehner, number one guy. Now, here's why. Because any investigation, which means even the Senate investigation on Trump, which they were conducting behind Trump's back, working directly with Christopher Steele, through James Wolfe, Daniel Jones, through to Victoria Nuland, but in between was Andrew Weissman, Zainab Aknab, and Stefan Schrage, and Jonathan Weiner. I mean, we know all the whole cast of characters. We can write a movie where all these people, they get their bit parts because they all knew and they all participated. But Henry Koehner, now, as I told everyone before, and I'm going to stand my ground on this until after the day I die, and that is that John McCain came to the DNC and said, oh, you have problems. You need to create a Russian smokescreen and make Trump look like he's guilty. No one knows more about the Russians than me. And no one knows more about FBI, CIA, NSA, Russian assets than I do. I'll do it for you. So McCain got jumped completely in. He got David Cramer to go and talk to the very British criminal ex-intelligence agents, you know, Dear Love and the setup guy, Joseph Mifsud and Arvinder Sambhai and Andrew Wood. And he was the one, David Cramer, who got the meeting, who told John McCain that, sorry, they're not going to give me a copy. I want a personal copy. McCain wanted a personal copy of every single installment, all 11 installments. They wouldn't give it to him. David Cramer demanded it. They wouldn't give it to him. So John McCain went to Andrew Wood himself in Canada at a meeting and demanded it. And then Andrew Wood said, well, okay, send Cramer again. But here's the deal. Fusion GPS paid for this. So you got to pay Christopher Steele. He wants, you know, $150,000 for you to get the set of the installments so far. And they, you know, so literally from the McCain Institute, money was paid to buy the bogus copies of the dossier as it was produced through David Cramer, through Henry Koehner, who then was feeding it, because we know this, because of communications between Henry Koehner and the ridiculous communications of Adam Waldman, the lawyer representing Oleg Deripaska, who was giving tens of millions of dollars to James Wolfe's assistant, Daniel Jones, when he started Penn Quarter Group. So I was saying yesterday, Sundance, why didn't you follow these threads? These are real threads. You can actually, we've seen the donations. Penn Quarter Group is supposed to be, it's an opposition research group that took over for Fusion GPS. So Henry Koehner was right there the whole time. Now, Henry, after that, making sure that Dianne Feinstein set up Glenn Simpson to come to the Senate Intelligence Committee behind closed door testimony, which went on for years. And we just got the report a couple days ago. And that's why, you know, I say Sundance was being played. So what we are seeing now is their cover up for it, and they're throwing out everything they can, including Kevin Klein Smith, who now they've given him just a slight charge for his treasonous coup. So in other words, that's all that Durham has. And to point out that there was a lawyer that let James Wolf, the person at the heart of the whole Senate Intelligence Committee treasonous coup against Trump, who let James Wolf simply get a tiny, tiny charge, exactly as now Kevin Klein Smith has been given a tiny, tiny charge, or Andrew McCabe, which I don't even think he's been given him a charge. And James Comey has never been questioned. And we are already told, we're already told by Barr, and we have been told that Durham has already stated to Obama and Biden that they will not be questioned. So has the Lindsey Graham said he's not questioning anybody. He's not going to really look into Burisma. He's not going to look into any of the corruption. So it, when you go to Congress, nothing happens. But to control Congress and to control the narrative was the job of Henry Koehner. He was so good at it. Now guess what his next job was? Instead of being the front man for the one of the most evil people in Washington, D.C., John McCain, who, by the way, I got a message from the devil who said they're still rejoicing over John McCain, their hero, coming to the hell realms where he is now because of all of the death that he created and all the murdering and all the lies and cheating and war hawking, and all so that he could do what? Have Raytheon, his favorite investment, always get paid every time he speaks. Every time he speaks, he wants missiles dropped. He wants heavy equipment, DynaCorps. He wants all, everything he has his money invested in, he is out there pushing, working his self to death. And yes, thank heavens he has worked himself to death, but he still had Henry Koehner. And Henry Koehner did all the dirty work during this. And as we said before anybody else said it, David Kramer was the person who released the dossier to BuzzFeed. We were the first ones to say that. Well, we were the first ones to say a lot of things. But why? How do we know this? Because McCain was coming out in public, going insane, trying to get this dossier and make sure that the American public knew about it so that, why? So that the globalists wouldn't lose their iron grip upon the world, so that the war hawks could keep making money through the big banks on both sides, and so that the people who get the military contracts, who John McCain had his, all of his money invested in the stock market, just keeps on rolling. That's what we're talking about. They don't mind killing people for the sake of their own aggrandizement, and that's disgusting. Now, Henry Koehner, after everybody knows that he was able to fix all this stuff, because what happened? Henry Koehner is the person who would have said, there needs to be a special counsel, and we'll choose Robert Mueller, who will do what we'll say, and we'll put everybody on Robert Mueller's attack against Trump and call it a special counsel investigation where there was no crime. And they will cover their own trails. Every one of them was guilty. Every single one of the 17 people that Mueller hired was part of the coup. And Henry Koehner was the one who suggested it to the idiots, Comey, and to Rod Rosenstein and to Andrew McCabe. And so remember, there has to be someone behind it who does nothing but think about how crime works and how to defend people who are criminals. And that's who Henry Koehner is. So, and he did that for Chavez, ISIS. How do you say his name? ISSA, the senator, and for McCain, the biggest and the worst of all. So Henry Koehner was then, unbelievably, elected as the person in charge of the special counsel office, which handles all whistleblower complaints, all investigations, and no one has been tried and convicted since he has become the person in charge of the Office of Special Counsel, which means he helped conduct the Mueller continuation of the overthrow of Trump, which is the Crossfire Hurricane. So Henry Koehner should have been the big drop. And so I'm dropping it today. Henry Koehner is still in office. Please, Mr. President, go send someone over to arrest him, because we have the proof. The proof is in the actions that he took. The proof is in what I just said. The proof is in what you already know. But of course, you have Bill Barr, who is another fixer, and you have Durham, another fixer, and you have Henry Koerner, another fixer, and you have now Eric Holder, another fixer, who is a criminal of Fast and Furious. By the way, Henry Koerner helped arrange that Eric Holder get off of Fast and Furious. He helped Hillary get off of Benghazi. He accused Kelly Conway, is that her name, Kelly Conway, of Hatch Act violations, and wrote a letter demanding that the president fire someone in his staff. Never in history has this happened, but that's what Henry Koerner did. What else has he done? He's got a litany of crimes that are as long as both my arms, and they are completely overt and obvious because he was unanimously confirmed when he was elected to be the head of the special counsel office. He is one of the biggest criminals out there. And all I can say is John McCain is clapping and cheering for his best student, Henry Koerner.
So I translate that. This is what I hear you say. Bill Barr is a traitor.
Obviously, yes, correct. By non-action.
We knew when he was appointed, we looked at his background, we saw the Ruby Ridge stuff, but what really caught our interest was that he is senior executive service, and he's surrounded with senior executive service, and we gave him the benefit of the doubt because he wrote stern letters and he said things that we wanted to hear, but that was all just to string us along until election day to keep Trump in a spin zone, to keep all of us in a spin zone. Well, we waited, Bill Barr, and your inaction shows patriots that you, sir, are a Benedict Arnold to the United States of America.
That is true, and on steroids. And so I just want to say that the entire whistleblower fiasco with Eric Ceramella and the Ukrainian attacks on Trump and all the people involved, every single person who came out and testified is guilty of the opposite of what they testified. That's a fact, and it's now coming out. Each and every person who has testified came out and gave their alibi. And so Eric Ceramella, the whistleblower, who they changed the form for so that it could be hearsay, that was all Henry Koerner's doing. And we said, and we warned you, Mr. Trump, we warned you, but at the time you were fighting Bannon. You were fighting crazy batshit Bannon. I mean, he is nuts, and we'll talk about him in a minute, but you have been fighting, but behind your back, everyone came and said, oh, Henry Koerner is the man. He's the best Republican lawyer we have on our side. Incorrect. Well, that is true. But remember, you're not a Republican. You're a MAGA. And they're all evil. And so Henry Koerner is literally one of the evilest men working against you to this very moment.
You know, there has been, I get so many emails all the time from folks that want to know if this person or that person on the internet is legitimate, what they have to say, or are they a propagandist? And it's hard to answer everybody's questions because we've been in the internet for a long time. We were watching the players emerge. So I watch these clicks form, and that what they do as a group shows me a lot about the type of information and what the agenda is for the information. So when I watched the Milley situation unfold, for example, I watched this click that I always watch when they want to kind of throw obstacles and disinformation and all kinds of shrapnel on the battlefield. I watched all of those groups begin to explode. So that's before I even watched Milley's video of being arrested. When I watched her being arrested, I saw a lot of holes in the actual arrest. Now, I'm not saying she didn't get arrested. I don't even know what that is. But for those out there, if you're not a gamer, what we call these are live action role playing. So are we watching a drama that was scripted? Are we watching something that's real? And that's what we're going to talk about next. What is a LARP and who are the LARPers?
A LARP is entertainment. We don't want you in entertainment unless the entertainment is uplifting. This is not uplifting. It's doxing. It's criticizing. It's cyber-stalking. It is cyberbullying. And when you look at these people, they have a long history. We've called them out. They've come after us. There's hardly a single one of the people. I don't know if I'm going to name a single one of them. because I really don't want to come on their radar screen and then have to deal with their boring doxing, because their boring doxing, you can't dox someone like Trump because he's got nothing to dox. You can't dox me. You can't dox Betsy Ross.
Oh, they try.
She makes flags.
They call me everything. They just call me everything. And I tell them that that means I must be effective. I must be able to reach the regular guy out there and gal that just understands things like, okay, Barr, we'll give you a shot. Show us you're a patriot. Do better than the Sessions Ray. I mean, Sessions and whoever that other guy was in the middle. And we waited and he showed us that he is a traitor. I'm just so sick. That means that there is no one there to support Donald Trump.
No, Trump is fighting alone, solo, in the ring. And
well, we're there for you, big guy. We're always going to be here till the very end. But I'm sorry, let's get back to the LARPers.
Well, the LARPers. Okay, let me just say this. Every LARPer practically out there has come to us. Why? Because if the LARPers were paying attention, remember, the LARPers are smart. One of these LARPers is one of the first SES members who went up to the second lowest rank in the Senior Intelligence Service, the progenitor of the Senior Executive Service. And this person gets feeds every day of partial information that is so fascinating that you will stay in that spin zone for the rest of your life. Remember, that person might be an alcoholic, might be connected with bomb threats, might be connected with deaths right near them, might be connected with a brother who was also in intelligence. And these people have some of my dearest friends hooked on them, hooked on their nonsense. There's another one who literally changes his credentials all the time and keeps adding to them. And whatever credential he thinks somebody else has that he doesn't have, he just lies and says that he has it now. And that person literally conducts courts where they prosecute people with their fake evidence and then have fake condemnations of people that get all over the internet. But when you look it up, it's a waste of your time. And that's the point. When you're in a spin zone, it's a waste of your time. Hardly anything is worse than wasting your time. It's like going backwards. When you're not loving, when you love, you evolve. When you don't live life, you just go backwards. That's called evil. So a lot of these people are involved in evil. They may not even know it. We have called out their funders from Hollywood and their Israeli sources for that funding, and that they were sent into the heart of the alternative journalist internet, whatever that thing was we jumped into, lake. And what happened? They target one group after the next, one person after the next. And the two of these people, the one who was a has been charged for child pedophilia, both online and offline, who lost his career because of that. This person joined with another person. And what do? Anybody who has the real, they think has the real stuff, they go and they offer them all these free services until what? That person is either, I'm sorry to have to say it, dead, gone off the internet, disappeared, doxed, arrested, disappeared. You name it, that's what happens to almost everybody who gets deeply involved with a few of these groups. Now, these are what are claiming to be truth-centered people. They're claiming that they're revealing the big truths as it's happening. They revealed it, and they interviewed the person, and the person literally jumped off a bridge and killed himself. Okay, they interviewed that person, and that person died in the apartment practically next to them. And then they interviewed another person, and that person's whole life goes to hell. And we'll talk about maybe one of those persons in a minute to send out support and loving support. But the deal is, on the internet, you're not talking to those people face-to-face. And until you do, you don't know who they are. And if you can do vetting through the internet, and you have geniuses like our researchers and the Conclave and the Americans for Innovation and Michael McKibben and his miners, oh, well, then you're probably in trouble if your name comes up with us. Because if you ever had any dirt, we will find it. And you don't need the person who recently doxxed Millie Weaver. Okay, whatever happened with Millie Weaver, read what the absolute nonsense that's out there right now, being proffered by people who have never, ever spoken to the public, who now are making long depositions of what they said Millie told them. It doesn't matter. It's a setup. All you had to do was look at the film as it was being filmed. Okay, that isn't the way things happen. So that is fake. If you look at our the person that we give the credit for pointing us in the direction of some really cool stuff and his arrest, internment, being interned for a long time for extradition, then being charged for doing things that he was not even physically present for in a state that he didn't do them in. This is coming from the people that he trusted to come into his life. And who are those people? Oh, they're the ones willing to help us journalists, citizen journalists out. Oh, they'll come. They'll come to your house. They'll help. They'll get you connected with Trump. They'll get you an audience with Trump's minister. They will get you to meet the man who invented everything on the internet, William Binney. This is all nonsense. No, no, no. You have to have discernment in this age. And if it sounds too good, then it is. And if you believe in the pornography of hope that was given by Sundance throughout many of his conclusions, that trust Michael Horowitz or William Priestep is going to turn on people, or James Baker is going to turn and give everybody everything, or that Sundance has found the linchpin that when he pulls it, all of Washington will come down, the swamp will drain. Incorrect. There are many plugs in that swamp. And we said, until they take down James Comey, nobody's going to be taken down. He is the plug, period. Have they taken him down? They haven't even questioned him. He has somehow magical immunity. Because why? Well, we told you why. Because he was the star witness for Mueller's investigation. And whatever he talked about, whether it be his toenails or his dandruff or whatever, can never, ever be brought up again. He has full immunity because he was a star witness given a plea deal. And so even him giving and leaking all that information of his private notes with Trump, which were literally beyond classification, you can't talk with the president and go out and as the head of an intelligence agency and go out and publish it. That's insanity. If you were in the military, you'd go to jail and then they would indict you. Okay, they wouldn't indict you first. No, put you in jail, and then maybe they'd tell you what was going to happen to you. But it didn't matter. You'd be there so long and that you might as well just get used to it. So that's what should happen to Henry Koehner and Comey and these people that we've been. How about Alex Sater? How about Million Poroshenko? How about all of the people that we know were paid money in the coup?
Okay, for those of you who may have just joined us, and you said a lot of she's and he's, and we didn't name anybody. We tried to describe the type of person. So if you've been in the internet a while and been watching those characters, you'll know who Thomas is talking about. But if not, we're not going to call them out. But I'm just saying that you will begin to see that certain groups of clicks in the internet will all be responsive to the same kind of bait that's thrown out there. And we look at that as much as the message itself to help determine whether it's propaganda or not. So is that helpful?
That's exactly right. And know who it is that you're believing in, folks, and have discernment. And we love everybody's honest attempt. And if you've been used because you are simply ignorant, or you're just not developed, or they tricked you, that's very, very, very common. But be mindful that this is a very serious business. And when you use Betsy's test for any LARP or any spin zone or any shill, all you have to do is say, hey, what do you think about the senior executive service being the shadow government?
And the thing is if they just mention it one time, because there are some, they'll say, oh, gee, I've got to say that senior executive service thing, so to get these people off my back. So they'll mention it, but they really won't go into a deep dive. If they're not talking about the Pilgrim Society being the top of the control structure of the world, see, a lot of them will deflect and they'll tell you about the Illuminati, or they'll tell you about these conspiracy theories, or these the Council of 300. There's always these amorphous things that are top of the pyramid. But what we wanted to do was to find out who it is and give you an exact location. And we have in our CAT reports, we've given you the street address, the mailing address of the Pilgrim Society of Britain and of America. And what's really surprising is who in our political system has been a pilgrim. And we have a list. And we're going to start publishing it. And once Trump is in and it's solid red, we're going to take these people down. They are have been traitors and enemies of America for decades. All the war that you see, the poverty, the problems we have, is because these Pilgrim Society operatives have come in, infiltrated our government along with their crown agent, senior executive service. It all runs out of the, well, not, I won't say all of it, but it's all connected to the Queen, the monarch, the Privy Council. America has really never, ever been free on its own, been able to embrace the Constitution the way it was written. And this is why we say this is the second American Revolution, or sometimes I like to say it's the first one. It just took us a long time to wake up and figure out what's going on. Now, what can you do out there? It's very important at this point in history, you get out of your chair and you use your will force to do something. If you're in America, you need to make sure that November 3rd, you crawl over broken rock, whatever it takes to get to the polls and cast your vote. You're going to do all red. You're going to hold your nose even and vote for Lindsey Graham, because once Trump is all in, Lindsey Graham will be going very quickly. So don't worry about it. Just hold your nose and vote all red. And it's important for us Americans, because America has been used for the Pilgrim Society. They have used us as their military-industrial complex to create harm and havoc in the world for a long, long time. Thank you very much, Henry Kissinger. And we've got to rectify that. And the way that we do it is we go to the polls, we vote. Donald Trump gets in, and on November 4th, traitors like Bill Barr, they got to go. All of them have got to go. And then we've got to find the courage to do what's necessary to traitors like this. And yes, that may mean executions. But we're going to be brave and bold, and we're going to do what we need to do to clean up this planet so that our children and our grandchildren never face this evil again.
You're right about the Pilgrim Society, and I'll add this one note. We need to point out that they are a 501c3. They're a philanthropic group. They don't help anybody, the Pilgrim Society in America. They're fake, and they are tax evading. And Kurt Volker and Kissinger were basically in charge of it during the years that we had a big stock market crash. And Kurt Volker then went to become what? The head of McCain Institute. So when you're talking about pilgrims, members of the Council on Foreign Relations, members of the neocon, members of the trilateralists, members of the Vulcans, you are talking about the same people who are still doing it today if they're alive. If they have one last breath, Henry Kissinger will try to sell out America to China with his last breath. And that brings up Bannon. Shall we talk about Bannon? All right, Bannon got arrested today with three other people. Because the moment that he got fired from Trump, what did he do? And why, first off, why did he get fired? He was fired because he stunk, because he wouldn't take a friggin' shower, he wouldn't shave, and he wouldn't wear other clothes. And he would go into the president's briefing room and on a whiteboard write in minuscule, minuscule writing that no one could read but him what Trump has to do. And he would try to take over meetings. And so Trump had to fire him because he was disgusting in every way. You would think that, you know, going into the White House would have made him, shave and shower and wear some decent clothes. Notice he doesn't have any decent clothes. Have you ever seen Bannon wearing a nice suit? No. But this guy has made movie after movie, supposedly on the side of free speech. But look who funds him. The Mercers. Hello. The minute Bannon wasn't with Breitbart anymore, the Mercers, their family, the dad gave it to the girl, and the girl said, forget it, and blah, 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 and the Breitbart went to hell. Okay, that was Bannon's association there, him trying to come in and take on Breitbart's mantle, which he couldn't do, or try to be the advisor to Trump, which he couldn't advise Trump on anything. Now, some of his ideas are correct, Bannon's, and some are insane. And why did he get near to Trump? Because he was a naval intelligence officer. He had made movie after movie. This guy supposedly had the resume that you'd want to hire. Plus, he was very vocal in some areas that Trump was vocal in. But when Trump found out who he was, that he was a Kissinger China man, and this was proven because when he was fired, what did he do? He did a couple things. First thing, he went crying to Henry Kissinger. Second thing, he went crying to China. Third thing, he went crying to the richest Chinese dude in New York. And at the feet of all of them, he begged for money. When he couldn't get any money, but he was promised by money. When you go to China, they promise you everything. Oh, they always say yes. They never say no. So yes, Mr. Bannon. Yes, Mr. Bannon. Yes, Mr. Bannon. And then they gave him nothing. And so he became a poor, destitute man. So what did he do? He took a triplegic soldier who had said, hey, I don't care if they're not going to fund Trump to build the wall. You send the money to me and I'll build the wall. And so he found the worst place where Trump had not even designated he was going to build a wall because it's so bad. And that's what this is really all about, the erosion of that wall. Anyone knew that the Rio Grande would erode that wall. What kind of idiot would try to build it there? Trump, it wasn't even on his list to build. He didn't know Bannon had jumped in with this guy, a triplegic. Could you manipulate anybody more, Bannon? How low did you have to go? And then he gets this guy to collect $25 million. And then there's four people who were helping this guy get it together because so much money started pouring in. Literally, at first, you know, he was getting like $25,000 checks. And then pretty soon, from thousands of people, he got $25 million. Now, the Clinton Foundation gives less than 5% of the money you give to it to the cause that they take the money in for. 95% goes for costs. And who are the members who get? There's only three members in the Clinton Foundation and some other foundations, and that's the three Clintons. Okay? So it's common, it's standard that you take a percentage for running it. So this man, a triplegic, they're going to get him because Bannon's part of it, and they're going to say, of course he paid Bannon. When Bannon jumped in on this, millions started pouring in. Did Bannon have anything to do with it? Nothing except publicity. He didn't lift a pen or a pencil. Is he going to be convicted? No, because here's what happened. They took a percentage to run the thing. They've had to pay Bannon and the other two guys, and then the triplegic had to run the business. And then the wall eroded and is falling over because they didn't do the proper surveying or get the government approval.
Yeah, but then the media runs pictures of the wall saying Trump's wall.
Trump didn't even know about it until Bannon got involved, and then he condemned it. And he said, no, don't do that. Don't give money to private individuals. I'll take care of this. This is bigger than a private individual can handle. And, you know, basically he was insinuating, and why would you trust Bannon anyway? So he came out when Bannon came out and basically said, don't do it. So that's just nothing. But the Southern District of New York can't find that Hillary Clinton's foundations have done anything wrong. Oh, no. The same group that would have prosecuted Hillary had Andrew McCabe's five investigations gone forward. No, 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 no. Nothing is going forward with the Clinton foundations, the many, many, many dozens of foundations they have in their corruption. So this is nothing more than a headline. This is their October surprise that they can't hold back because they know that tonight Joe Biden will give the worst speech any presidential candidate has ever given. It will alienate everyone. And as Obama said, do not give up on Biden effing it up yet, because Biden can F up anything. And that's a fact. He opens his mouth, he alienates entire millions of people. And he doesn't know what he'll be saying, so he'll be reading a prompter. And he doesn't know who his wife is. He doesn't know who he is. He thinks it's a joke to come out and say, hi, I'm Joe Biden's husband. That's how he introduced himself the other night with his wife, because he's an idiot, because he actually thinks that's who he is, I guess.
Well, he has dementia. I'm not a physician, but I have observation skills. And I think this is elder abuse. They are marching him around, having him doing things where he should be in a nursing home under supervision.
He has Alzheimer's, and it's very clear, and he's in later stages of senile dementia because of his brain aneurysms and so on and so forth. And we can list all the other problems that he has, heart problems and so on and so forth. But he doesn't know who he is if he leaves his basement and his wife is not there telling him who he is. So this is going to be hysterical if he attempts to debate. I say that they will attempt to do World War III before they let Joe Biden debate Trump, because Trump will just chew him up and spit him out.
I already told you it's Hillary's October surprise, but we blew it because we exposed it early on. What was she was going to do is she was going to wait till late October. Joe's condition would be so bad that he would have to be removed as a candidate. And then Kamala would step in to be the presidential thing. But Hillary would come in and go, no, she's not a U.S. citizen. She would throw something out there where people would begin to question the fact that Kamala is an illegal alien. So then Hillary would be so late in the game. It would be just before November. Hillary would say, I'm the gal that can save the day. And she would go in and save the ticket and be on the ticket. That's what's going down. That was what the October surprise was. But citizens, we busted them. And I also understand that there are citizens out there, won't call you out, but thank you very much, that are now going to file a lawsuit on behalf of the citizens of the United States, putting notice, giving the Supreme Court notice. Hey, John Roberts, you Knights of Malta operative, loyalist, look at this birth certificate presented by the citizens of this country and tell us that Kamala Harris is a citizen. We have no proof that she is.
That's right. And your prediction there, Betsy, of somehow Hillary getting in, she's still ready, but boy, doesn't she look horrible? I don't know. She's not getting those meds or something that she used to get from the Chinese or something, because they don't believe in her anymore. I believe they're probably just poisoning her. Take a look. She's gained 30 years since the last time she was in public. And she can't walk. Notice they don't show her standing or anything, though. She's pathetic. So it'll be Hillary for president. And Nancy Pelosi has volunteered to identify as a black woman and be vice president.